I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. Hi, and welcome back to Amazing FBA. Today we are in the middle, so it's the third part of a five-part mini-series on Amazon listing optimization. It's a really, really important topic area and one that's been brought to my attention recently by one of my podcast guests, Dana Derricks, who is the number one Amazon copywriter in the world, at least so he says. And actually, I think he probably is, because he has made his clients about $625 million over the course of 5 years of extra sales. That's by his calculation. That's pretty amazing number by anyone's standards. He's also $1 million a month seller himself. So if you want to find out more from the horse's mouth, I am but the reporter really of Dana's work, although I can say from my own work on my own listings and working with my clients as well, that this stuff is for real. It really, really does make a difference. So if you want to hear from Dana himself, I've persuaded him to do a webinar exclusively for Amazing FBA listeners and watchers. And that is going to be on Thursday, the 20th of July. That's the 20th of July, Thursday, 8 p.m. British summertime. That is midday Pacific time or 3 p.m. Eastern time. Or if you're in Europe, Central European summertime, so France, Germany, Spain, Italy, that's going to be at 9 p.m. So fairly decent time for Europeans for once. So today I'm going to talk quickly about the bullets. And the bullets are an area that are often misused as well as anything else. So the first mistake people do is just using just three bullets sometimes, which is not a good idea. Of course, on a mobile device, you're only going to see the first three bullets. That's very important to bear in mind. So yes, you should optimize your first three bullets. And that's an important mistake that people make themselves, in fact. But the other one is you've got five bullets. You might as well use them all, because a lot of people will see them and read them on a desktop, right? Plus, they're going to be searched by the algorithm. The second mistake people make is to just use two or three words per bullet. So you might see something like made of black plastic, fast and reliable, two-year warranty. That's it. That's like trying to persuade somebody to buy something with a 10-second conversation. Now, that might work in a shop if they've come to your shop already, because there's only your stuff in your shop, right? Whereas on Amazon, they have everybody's stuff lined up in a great big list in the search results page. So, you know, for example, if we're looking at the example of a computer adapter, for most products, you need to say a little bit more about it than that, right? So it breaks the golden rule that Dana has, which is never waste space on your listing. You could have persuaded somebody, you could have got some keyword ranking, you did neither, okay? Now, the second major mistake, or the third major mistake, I should say, that people make is having is the opposite. So having a ton of characters of close type, which is basically, again, a form of keyword stuffing. So here's, again, from a laptop charger listing that I saw recently. The bullets in one listing went like this. So the first bullet, output 19 volts, 3.42 amps, 65 watts, fits 19 volts, 2.37 amp, 45 watts with 30.0 tons, 1.1 millimeter connector, free UK power cord included, CEROHS, FCC pass tested in the UK. Okay, so some of that free UK power cord included is vaguely a feature that might interest me, but why would that interest me? Okay, if I'm basically buying it in France and I think I'm going to travel to UK, then I'm going to have to spell that out with a benefit. So basically, the rest of it is just absolutely pure fact with no charm and no persuasive power. And it goes on and on. And it gets worse than that. Reliable and rapid charging with LaVolta rapid power technology is the second bullet. Well, that's actually pretty good. Reliable and rapid charging. That's actually a benefit that I might care about. So that's actually the beginning of something worthwhile. And then it says 30 days money back guarantee and 24 months warranty from LaVolta. Well, that's quite good. But I think we need to spell out why is the warranty important. Unlike our competition, you're not going to have to worry about an unreliable thing or something like that. You're going to have to stand out in some way. It's too boring. And then the rest of it is just a bunch of keyword stuffing. Genuine LaVolta laptop power supply fits PA1650-80, PA1650-80WA for Acer Chromebook 11, CB311, CB331, et cetera, et cetera, right? So first of all, it's a horrible keyword stuffing. Now, yes, you should have keywords in a listing and you want to rank for them. And to be fair to this listing, it did rank very, very well. but you've got to persuade people to go from looking at your listing to actually buying. And if you try and make it just on price, you're going to cut your profit out. So it has to be better than that. You have to spell out why. Now, for me, I wanted quick charging, reliable, light, and it's not going to fall apart in four months. And that is pretty easy to hit. You could say something like a 24-month warranty, because they build this thing to last, so you won't have to keep replacing it. You could say charges really fast, 3.5 hour average charge time for a Chromebook R11 or something, or R13, which is what I happen to have. And the point is, you need to give a benefit and then use the feature to back it up with detail, because a lot of people will just read benefits. Okay. So that is a very, very big and important mistake. And what you need to do is, of course, combine important keywords, which you need for ranking, with real sentences, which you need to persuade people, which is why copywriting is an art, not just a science. And it certainly isn't something you can just approach casually, and it isn't easy, but it's very, very worth it. The other thing is the visually off-putting block of text as well, which just does not help the eye to go through it, you know? So it's like a 30-minute monologue from a nerd. It's like the opposite extreme from three bullets with three words in it each. That's like a sort of 1 second flippant, rather uncaring response from some guy in some teenager, and forgive me being ageist, in PC world, who doesn't seem to know anything and doesn't seem to care, up to somebody who's in your grill, has no kind of social skills, and just autistically giving you a bunch of facts. I mean, the truth is, you need to find a great blend between these things, right? And it's an art, and you need to learn from a master about an art like that, which is why I think, you know, Dana Derrick's webinar is a must have for anybody who has product live at all, really. If you think you know it all, which I used to think before I met Dana, you're almost certainly wrong. You're going to have stuff to learn. Yeah. So don't be cynical. Learn from somebody who really knows their stuff. The last error that people tend to make is that they do keyword stuffing, right? So keyword stuffing is a really, really bad idea. And I'll tell you more about that in part four of this series, why that's such a bad idea. Or you can find out from Dana himself on the webinar. So if you want to get yourself to the webinar, once again, it's on Thursday, the 20th of July, 8 p.m. Kickoff, British summertime. You'll want to get there, obviously, 10 minutes early, or it's midday Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time, or about 9 p.m. European Central Time, summertime. So that's it for today. Just a quick overview of a very, very important area, which is getting your bullets right. So hope you got some important lessons from that. But if you're in any way, shape or form serious about selling on Amazon, you really should get yourself over to Dana's webinar and find out from him himself and get some secrets that he hasn't shared with even me, let alone the general public. That's it. And I look forward to seeing you at the webinar. I hope either which way, hope this was useful to you. And the next episode will deal with the description. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.